Szanowni Państwo, rozpoczynamy kolejny panel dotyczący trendów inwestycyjnych i zapraszam na scenę moderatora pana Jacka Bartkiewicza z SGH do poprowadzenia panelu. Oddaję panie Jacku głos.
Dziękuję bardzo. Ja chciałem spytać, czy paneliści są obecni, bo zauważyłem pana prezesa Kawalca, a pozostałych dwóch nie widzę. Czy jest pan Laurent Silbenberger? Bardzo proszę. Tak. I should speak English. Okay. Panie Jacku, bardzo proszę. Panie Krzysztofie, tak. Prezesa Chwedoruka nie widzę, więc zaczniemy bez niego. Ja mam pytanie do organizatorów, czy ja mam, czy będziemy rozmawiać po angielsku, czy po polsku? Proszę?
Po polsku.
Okej. Bo pan słyszał. Bardzo mi miło, że państwo przyjęli zaproszenie. Muszę powiedzieć, że... Ale pan nie słyszy. Number two. Trendy inwestycyjne 2022. Moim zdaniem nie jest to pozytywny temat, o czym mogliśmy się przekonać w wystąpieniu prezesa GUS-u w trakcie panelu naszych rektorów szkół ekonomicznych. No jeżeli stopa inwestycji sięgnęła dna, bo 15% w drugim kwartale bieżącego roku, jeżeli polska giełda od początku roku główne indeksy spadły ponad 30%, a w samym sierpniu 15%. Skłonność do... To ja. Stop working, okej. In my opinion, situation in the investment atmosphere and trends is not so good in Poland, frankly speaking, because investment rate around 15% instead of plan 25. Also, we have problem. Oh, witamy. I'm sorry.
You already have problem.
Witam pana prezesa Chwedoruka z Rothschilda, który też będzie nam przekazywał globalne informacje o inwestycjach. Situation is very complicated because I don't see any positive trends in the situation in Poland. Maybe panelists create me more optimism, but we will discuss in the two level of the view. First, I expect that our foreign guest and Mr. Chwedoruk give us some global picture about investment in Poland, but also in the wider scale, Europe and world. And Mr. Kawalec will say from the position of the consumer, individual person who would like to invest in some instruments in the Polish market. And maybe we'll start from the global point of view. Mr. Laurent, floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, my Polish is not only bad, but it's completely inexistent. Well, first, the good news is that you are asking a Frenchman about positive information. You must know that France is a more pessimistic country all over the world. So it's a good news that you are asking a French person for this. The global perspective, I think you say it in a word, is about inflation. Inflation is now the main aspect of the economic landscape. And what we don't know for the moment is what type of inflation are we facing. Is it conjectural or is it a structural inflation? I think we can say that there are at least four drivers for the inflation today. The first one is the low interest rate we knew for many years. And with the low interest, there was the quantitative easing policy of in Europe. Therefore, a lot of money was spread all over Europe, or at least all over the world. And when you have a lot of money, you have a lot of buying. And when you have a lot of buying, you have inflation. The second driver is COVID. But COVID-1 and COVID-2. COVID-1 is when we just stopped producing and we created bottlenecks in all commerce everywhere in the world. Remember, the ships were stopped, there were no traffic, there were no shops, and there goods were scarce. And where goods were scarce, people spend less, and therefore they have more money, but less goods. Directly, you have inflation. Then you got COVID-2. COVID-2 is a zero COVID policy in China. In the globalization, lots of goods have a part of it produced in China. When China stopped producing, you produce bottlenecks, and therefore the prices are getting up. And I don't forget, of course, the situation created by the invasion of Russia in Ukraine. It has an effect on energy, it has an effect on primary goods, and global effects, of course, sanctions have also an effect, a backlash effect about inflation. This is, in a way, conjectural inflation. But we are now in the risk of having a structural inflation where, because we are facing, or we have lucky enough to have more jobs and less people, the balance of power between employees and employers is not exactly the same it was in the 80s. And then you could, or we could, face in the coming years a race between wages increasing, price increasing, and then you have a circle which will happen. Having said that, what are the good news about this inflation? The first good news, from my point of view, is that when there is inflation, you have interest to invest in tangible assets. It's better to have or to own at least an infrastructure rather than having just a share of a company. Because infrastructure, at one point, will have revenues, and the revenues will be based partly on inflation based. Therefore, it's a possibility to have a better balance between long-term investments that we need in Europe, because we are lacking long-term investments in Europe. The second good news, and I will stop there, the second good news from my point of view is that neither the private sector nor the public sector can do those investments alone. They need to develop cooperation. Public sector governments are indebted, they don't have so much money, and the private sector is waiting to have high thresholds. Therefore, there is a need for that, and this need, you could develop a cooperation into the long-term investments that we need, infrastructures, social infrastructures, education, and also housing.
Thank you. Mr. Kwiatkowski, you are the biggest player in the investment bank in Poland, but part of the global group. Your view of the situation.
Thank you for the introduction. But I will start with the global outlook, of course. And the truth is that no investment this year was good. If you look at the metrics of all the categories of investments this year, when you look from the point of view of private investor, nothing worked. Bonds went down, shares went down, emerging shares went down. There were probably two or three categories which did go up. Commodities. Oh, you can invest in commodities this year. British housing, for a strange reason. And that's it. The balanced portfolio, which you know a lot of institutions manage, institutions like us, is usually 10% down year to date. So what does it mean? Better not to invest in anything. The issue is that if you look at the same metrics of probably some 20 investment categories, high yield bonds, bonds, equities, emerging equities, real estate here, real estate there, United States, then if you look back to 2019, everything went up. So your question should be when, when to invest. And I think you mean long-term investments. So if this is the right approach, we should change our minds and not look into the investment categories, but look into a choice for humanity and development. So I'll start this. I'll stop in 1 minute. What does it mean? Doesn't matter whether these are shares or bonds, whether it's Australia or the United States. Look which helps, what helps people. So-called exponential technologies. Something which grows in a pace of 10%, not 1 year, not during 2 years, throughout 20 years. Exponentially, you got a return of twofold, threefold, sevenfold. So I'll stop here to okay. give voice to my predecessor before I say what are exactly these categories. Thank you.
Thank you. Po polsku? Czy po angielsku? Mr. Kavalec, how do you see from the individual investor in Poland situation? Because according my point of view, situation is following that rate of deposit in the banks is extremely low because market is over liquid and banks charged by the banking tax and credit holidays, etc., and doesn't have any reason to propose a relevant rate of deposit for the clients. About other instruments said Mr. Chwedoruk very, very clearly. And what is the point of view of the consumer?
So, what you said about the deposit, so the deposit policy is much more wider, you know, depends on different aspects. What is the credit policy, you know, how the lending activity is doing by the banks, you know, what kind of sectors. So, the deposits, the rate of deposits depends what kind of model banks, how bank behave in terms of lending activity, what kind of risk the bank absorb. But, you know, the discussion is about the investment trends. So, from this perspective, us, I am representing the bank. So, I would like, you know, so first of all, we try to understand what kind of behavior have the consumers, you know, how they react on the current situation, what drive them in terms of the decision of the investment, you know, how they invest their savings. So that's why it's a permanent, you know, activity. So we still try to understand how the consumer, our clients, behave in terms of investing their savings. So for this purpose, we are doing from time to time the research, so asking the research company. And right now I have a quite fresh research in terms of investment trends, in terms of the decision which is making by the consumer. This research is done by the by IBRI, so the Polish research research company. And it's quite clear, you know, based on this research, that especially in the current environment, where is, you know, instability, you know, the worries about the inflation, you know, the worries about the futures, you know, what will happen in the economy. So frankly, the consumers are rather trying, you know, to select very safe investments. Instead, you know, aggressively invest their money. So they select safe investments, which are quite, they are, you know, introducing quite conservative policy. And this is not a surprise. And I think, you know, it was mentioned that the best, let's say, the most attractive and the best source of investment by the consumer are the real estate. So the people likes to invest into real estate. They assume the real estate as a safe investment, especially I'm talking about the Polish market. So maybe, you know, these trends are different on other markets, but from the Polish perspective, the real estate, this is the most most demanded, you know, most attractive investment, which based on the consumer opinion, this is protect, this is, you know, create the inflation seed, create be against the inflation, and also can give in the long perspective can give you know, quite nice results. And looking on the, and this is not so surprised what I said, because, you know, looking on the history regarding the Polish market, the investment into real estate, because we are talking about the investment, not, let's say, the investments, which it's kind of the speculation. So the investments, which is the leveraging investments, you know, that right now, given the interest rate, the investment in real estate that the people want to, let's say, rent the flats, are not so good. But, you know, from the perspective of the savings, you know, own savings, you know, looking on the long term, long run, you know, the investment in Poland give quite nice return, only taking into account the prices of the flat. So last time I have seen the analysis done by Polish National Bank, which present quite complex analysis about the investment, it seems that, you know, looking only on 10 years, the investment, let's say the prices of the flats in Poland average increased by 70%. Looking on the 14 years, this return was about 140%. And taking into account, let's say, the average index of the increase of the prices on the Polish market, it was about 50%. So it's, you know, it's quite visible that the real estate can give in the long run quite nice return. Obviously, the real estate has some, let's say, downside. For example, it's not so liquid, you know. The people investing into the real estate can face some issue with the, you know, with them monetizing, you know, these investments. So frankly, that's the most popular, but, you know, have some, you know, this investment have some downside. And looking on the other, let's say, goals of investing, you know, which kind of investments select the Polish people, Polish consumer, this is a gold, which is, you know, quite obvious, you know, because the gold, this is something what is very appreciated by the people, which when people believe that the gold always will give the return, but you know that. The gold, the price of the gold is quite fluctuated. So, but if we look on the long run, again, it can give the return. And what is very interesting from my perspective, still the term deposit is very popular. Even if the current, what you said, in the current situation, the deposits of the Polish banks will not give enough return to cover the inflation, but the people appreciate, let's say, the save, what I said in the beginning, you know, so the save of the investment. So the Polish, looking on the, again, looking on the research, the people trust the banks, especially the Polish banks, 70%, more than 70% of the people who attended in this research said that they believe Polish banks. So, and other points, you know, which is quite interesting. Again, I think, you know, this is this based on the history, you know, on the history of the Polish economy, that the people also, you know, quite high evaluate the investment, especially in unstable environment in the currency, you know, foreign currencies. So that's something what.
I predict that could be in the same situation that Croatia, that people have own currency, but 90% of the savings in Croatia 5 years ago, not now, before joining euro, keeping in the euro and US dollar, other euros.
You know that in eurozone right now we have also quite high inflation, but in Poland it's high inflation, and you know given that that you know having this kind of currency can give.
Let's stop this moment, but I would like to come back to this global issue, taking for consideration. Mr. Laurent, this inflation situation, but I fully share opinion of Mr. Fedoruk that we have to, for the progress of the world, we should see this investment for some things, which is, for example, education, very important from the competitive situation of our country in the future. When and who should start, when we should start invest? This is the role of public sector or private sector? How do you see?
Well, I think I will answer in 3 points. I don't think that the issue is about the actors. The issue is about the behaviors. Albert Einstein used to say that you cannot solve problem with a solution that created them. So we shall not expect the yields of the investment of the future to be as high and as important as they were in the past. Secondly, one of the reasons of the inflation is, among many, the weakness of euro, which have other positive aspects, but the weakness of euro has a direct impact on inflation, and also the enlargement of inequalities within the countries, not necessarily between the countries, but within each country, the richer, the most rich, the 1% richer, have increased the inequality with the 10% poorer. And this has an impact on the inflation because the power of purchase of the poor is now less important in the global economy than the 1% or 1,000, which are the richer. And this has an impact. So if we change the behavior regarding the yields, regarding the expectations, regarding what you said about long terms versus short terms, and if also if on regulation we have a discriminated regulation of the financial sector, banking sector today have no interest of investing in the long term rather than investing in the short term because the cost of it will be more important for the long term, for prudential ratio and whatever, than for the long term. So we need to have a bigger shift of our mind, not only to find the body which will find the right solution, but to change globally the mind and our expectations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Fedoruk.
Yes, two things. One, maybe more important, so I would leave it for later. because I wanted to continue what you said. Mm-hmm. But before that, to my other colleague, you mentioned some data about Polish consumers, and two things hit me a bit. One is that they think of gold as an investment. Who keeps gold at house on top of jewelry? Nobody owns gold physically. Amber gold. People own amber gold. What does it mean? There are companies which issue certificates which relate to gold which lies somewhere physically, where even the largest investment banks or private banks who offer gold, of course they keep some gold in the basement, but generally people don't keep
gold. In the Bank of England, mainly.
Yeah, and the Bank of England, and you know, if you remember the history of Tower of London, why was it built? It was built because the King of England was invading the treasury every 3 years, so they have to protect the treasury of England against its king. As much as I remember British history. Anyway, so gold, very interesting what people think about gold, but we have to understand what gold is. Gold is rather an industrial input today. Now, something more serious, real estate and housing. Looking at you a bit. We are, in Poland, we are living in a country which probably 3 years ago had a structural deficit of 3 million houses. Today, 1.5, maybe more, maybe less. So is it really an investment for Polish citizens? It's like a necessity. It's like food. So if you buy yourself a flat and then would you trade it for gold, for example? Where are you going to live? How are you going to pay? So on this, I'm pretty annoyed that people are not talking about bonds, some forms of saving, even the bonds which are linked to inflation. Inflation, the best investment you can ever have if you have a 20% investment very soon, and you have a bond which pays 20% plus per year, which is now promised by the government. Yeah? Of course, there are risks. Remember Argentina, you can have even higher interest, of course, yeah, for some time, maybe. So these are my comments about the real choices. I will not go deeper because, you know, it is what people think. Yeah? We will not change it. But now going to a more serious issue of where world should really invest. Not ordinary citizens, but they should be somehow guided by people like you, by the governments, through education. And it came to my mind that people should really look into areas which really develop very fast and long term. We call it now in Silicon Valley exponential technologies. What is it? Everybody knows what the Moore's law is. This is about chips, microchips. It has various versions, but generally the idea is that, you know, every couple of years you can put twice as many microchips into one square inch of a wafer, yeah, in which you print these chips. Or the cost is coming down twofold every 2 or 3 years. But if you look at exponential technologies, it means these are technologies which develop at a pace of, say, 10%, not 5%, yeah? Not like real estate, 10% to 40% throughout 10 years or 20 years or 50 years. So these are the technologies we should look at. Examples, you mentioned in our earlier emails, energy, renewable sources. Think of the cost of solar energy 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And this is like sending rocket to the moon, yeah? Buying the first photovoltaic panel. Today, any household can afford it. Now, people who invested in the whole market infrastructure and now they are investing in owning these energy sources, so wind farms, photovoltaic farms, soon, I don't know, nuclear plants, if this is the technology of the future, hydrogen. So these are businesses, infrastructure around them, education, services, where countries and people should invest. One example, I could probably mention similar technologies like computing in general, is from software to hardware, cloud computing, all these kind of technologies. And maybe one last, biotechnology. I'll say a few words more about it a little bit later, whether people can really invest in biotechnology, or is it just something like gold?
One additional lesson from the COVID situation is logistic issue, yeah? According knowledge from the former panel, Intel is building two factories in Germany, yeah? Because cost of the logistic in existing situation is so huge. Of course, cost of the people in Germany will be higher than in China, but question is that we have to deliver to our population this type of computers, and doesn't matter which cost, yeah? Question is, of course, ESG and how this new investment will impact for our ecology, but this is also some requirement.
Jacek, if I may, take a technology which is pretty well known, nuclear, and which has, at some point of time, people thought it's maybe a declining technology. Today, there might be renaissance of this technology. Is it cheap or is it expensive? Of course, people say it's expensive. Why is it expensive? Because in order to build a nuclear plant, you need billions of dollars. So projects, nuclear projects in Europe, in the United States, were 10 billion, 20 billion, 30 billion. And the problem has always been that because of all the risks, the long-term nature of return, there was not enough money, even in very rich countries, to finance these technologies. We have, at Rothschild, we have the whole team, which is advising basically governments, because governments are the only investors today in nuclear technology, to finance, to put together financing packages. You know, 5 billion here, the World Bank, the budget,
IFC,
and so on. Yeah. And, you know, commercial finance and suppliers finance, so all together. So is it thinkable that our leaders, governments, the moment they agree this is the technology of the future, that they try to employ people's money so they can also benefit from this? So can you imagine, instead of issuing bonds linked to inflation, so, you know, the worse the better, yeah? The more, the bigger inflation, I can earn more. Yeah. Is it really, is it good education for our people? I'm not sure. So imagine you issue bonds linked to profit of nuclear plant long term, I don't know, 30 years. Doesn't make sense. Maybe we should go this way.
Laurent.
Yeah, two reactions. The first one about nuclear bonds. As a French person, I am conflicted because we are the prominent actor in nuclear, so I will not enter into this issue. But we already have two types of bonds, which are social bonds and green bonds, on which we have difficulties to define exactly the yield, the KPIs for them. So it's very important to have it. The second point I would like to stress is exactly what you said, in other words, about the long-term investment, which are what you are saying and what we are discussing in the context of inflation. The main difficulty we have is not a new difficulty. It's how do we define the positive externalities of investments, how do we measure them, and how do we remunerate them. And we have to tackle this issue. We have to give some special prize for this project with positive externalities. If we don't give this bonus for the positive externalities and therefore long-term investments, we are in fact favorizing short-term savings which are kept in gold or whatever, but which are not useful for the rest of the society, and therefore we are fueling in a way the non-growing economics in Europe.
It's working? Okay. So thank you for comments. First of all, I would like to say that, you know, what I said before in terms of investment, this is a perception of the people. So this is what people are thinking, especially in the current situation, when we have a huge uncertainty, where the people are facing the issues with the inflation. And, you know, if you are asking them, you know, what do you think about your savings? So they prefer to allocate the savings in the safe products. You are looking as an investment banker, you know, your view is different. Question whether the people can think similar, you know, have enough knowledge, you know, to select different investment products. Again, coming back to the research. So when we ask, you know, when we look, you know, how the people are thinking about the investment into the shares, for example, into the bonds, even treasury bonds. You know, the treasury bonds are quite popular, you know, because about 8% of the people are thinking that the treasury bonds, especially indexed with the inflation, are good. Good product. But in terms of the capital markets, only 1% of the people said that they at this moment that they would like to invest into the shares. Doesn't matter, you know, independently or through the funds, you know, through the investment banks. I agree, you know, because we said, you know, I think it's quite visible that we should look for the investment from the long-term perspective, not short-term. And I think that this is, you know, something what people don't understand, that, you know, even if we are generating the losses right now, let's see, you know, given, let's say, the history, given the different trends in the economy, that that generally, you know, we should earn the money, right? We are not talking about, let's say, the bad assets, we generate the losses, right? But
it means that we need to change mentality of the people from the short term to long term view, but probably first have to politics change, because they are leaders of the countries, yeah? And without this type of approach, will be difficult to change mentality of the people. Maybe some person from the from our room would like to ask panelists, please, or to say something additional to our discussion. New aspects, because this is very, very wide issue, and we can discuss about housing market probably additional 1.5 to 2 hours, and probably in Poland, I agree with Jacek, changed situation that within the last 3 years. All this housing investment was mainly from the own money. It means that we are closer to the, for example, situation in the Western country that majority of the people rent a house, not owner of the house, with the mortgage loans for the 35 years. Yeah.
Can I add?
Yeah.
Let's look. No, I'm quite close to the Milan, because our bank comes from Italy and has a headquarter in Milan. And when talking to the people, you know, which are working in Milan, you know, they're trying to buy the, let's say, the flat. It's not so easy to buy the flat right now. So if something will appear on the market, especially in the flats, about 60 square meters, like something like that, it's vanished quite quickly. So it's not that, you know, it's obviously, you know, there is a different behavior regarding, you know, how they, what is the behavior in terms of living, you know, how what they thinking about the own flats, or, you know, to rent the flats. Mainly, you know, in the future there will be the same trend, that the people maybe in Poland will be much more often rent the flats than and buy, because, you know, the flats will be so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Jacek, you feel that European Union is closer to your point of view? It means this long-term investment approach?
No, I think we in Europe are basically advanced more than the rest of the world, even the US, in thinking about the future in long-term investments, which also have an impact on our environment, and in a wider kind of social value of these investments. This is not recognizable in the United States, for example. There are small differences. This is one of them. So we are very good in Europe on this, but this is all not enough.
Of course.
We now have short-term issues, especially in the energy and industry, started with COVID and then end with basically an economic war with Russia. But it doesn't mean that we should stop. There is a new regulation, new set of regulations on the energy market coming because of the winter. So it will be something very short term. I just wonder why.
Step back on this energy.
Yeah. So, why not use this to accelerate the investments, which will keep competitive position of Europe long term. So we should be using this necessity to enforce decisions. And the risk is that the EU, the European Commission, will set up a couple of rules which will leave to the countries to obey. Everybody will do its own way. It would be short term, linked to politics, next elections, short-term need to give something to the people, and there will be also investments coming thereafter, but in the wrong way. Poland, very good example.
Exactly.
Now reinvesting in coal, probably Germany too. Why should we do this? How would it help us? If we can buy coal if we really need it. Yeah, there is enough coal in the world. There is enough oil in the world. There is enough gas in the world.
Yeah, we don't need to. China doesn't do anything, etc. Thank you very much. Time is ending. Thank you very much, our panelists, Mr. Fedoruk, Mr. Kawalec, and Mr. Zilberberg. Yeah? Thank you very much.